News. Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny and breezy, upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the mid-50s with wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely 33. And Friday, mostly cloudy, will continue with scattered rain. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities investigating the shooting deaths of an 8-year-old girl and her mother in their Wichita home said yesterday that they are looking for the woman's boyfriend. Police found the bodies of 24-year-old Michaela Sorrell and her daughter Natalia Lopez on Monday while responding to a welfare check. Investigators say they believe the shooting occurred Saturday evening. Police said their investigation has developed information that Sorrell's 25-year-old boyfriend Daniel Lopez may have been involved in the shooting. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly taking steps to address what she's described as hundreds of thousands of calls to the state labor office by making it easier for Kansans to receive unemployment benefits amid the coronavirus outbreak. Kelly announced that Kansas would temporarily waive the one-week waiting period for people to receive the unemployment benefits, as well as also temporarily waiving the requirement that they seek employment. And forecasters say colder weather on the way tomorrow night. Mid-America Network News. Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association.
Fall will be here before you know it, and that means what? The Kansas State Fair.
The lineup is filling up fast, and it's going to be a great one. Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 20th. It's the Kansas State Fair, and the Tex Wireless Grandstand will be rocking. Friday, September 18th, Chris Jansen. Sunday, September 20th, ventriloquist singer Darcy Lynn Farmer. It's a fantastic lineup this September at the Kansas State Fair. Tickets on sale now. Go to kansasstatefair.com for more information.
Kansas businessman Bob Hamilton is running as a Republican for the U.S. Senate. The Kansas City Star reports that Hamilton announced his candidacy this week. Hamilton is among a number of Republicans that are vying for retiring four-term Senator Pat Roberts' seat. Other candidates, including hardline conservative Chris Kobach, Representative Roger Marshall, State Senate President Susan Weigel, and Kansas City area businessman Dan Lindstrom are also running. An Eastern Kansas school district suspending its grab-and-go sack lunch program for a week after a worker with the district's drive-through program tested positive for the coronavirus. The Tonganoxie School District said in a statement that it's placing staff members who came into contact with the fellow worker in a 14-day quarantine. The district said it's also following all infection control protocols, including thoroughly sanitizing the meal prep area before and after meal preparations. District officials say the person didn't come in contact with students or families and was only involved with meal preparation. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. It's Wednesday. The state says a Buffalo County man has died of COVID-19, the fourth confirmed coronavirus death in a Nebraska resident. Nebraska state health officials said last night that the man was in his 90s. Officials also reported that the total number of confirmed Nebraska cases has risen to 177. The coronavirus has canceled the May graduation ceremonies at the state's four University of Nebraska system campuses. Officials say the Lincoln campus intends to hold an online event, and the May graduates have been invited to attend August, December, and May of 2021 ceremonies or other future commencements. And the Nebraska State Patrol, along with the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office, looking into a shooting death that officials believe was accidental. It happened earlier in the month at a home in Gordon in northwest Nebraska. Wednesday, Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. In light of changing times with typical community resources challenged by the stay-at-home shutdown, providers such as the Marshall County Helping Hands Food Pantry have suspended routine operations for the near term at least. It was announced that the Thursday distribution in Marysville will be suspended for the time being, but volunteer coordinator Ania O'Neill remarks that urgent needs for food can still be requested.
We're really concerned about keeping everyone safe. So the building is closed, but I'm available to get food for anyone that needs food. There is a phone number on the door of the food pantry. The police department, the sheriff department, and all the pastors in town do have my phone number, and I can be down there in 10 or 15 minutes to get somebody food. They can also message me on Facebook Messenger, but we just want everybody to know that the food is available.
Current food stocks are adequate to serve community needs at present.
We are not out of food at the food pantry right at the moment. For the next few weeks, we're going to be okay. However, we do order from Harvesters, and right now Harvesters does not have a whole lot on their list either. So I'm going to say probably within a month, we might be low on things. At that time, when it's safe for people to bring donations, we would welcome any donations. It just needs to be non-expired and unopened food items.
As always, anyone wishing to support the services of the Helping Hands Food Pantry are welcome to contribute monetarily.
Monetary donations can be sent anytime to our post office box number 441 here in Marysville.
The Marshall County Agency on Aging announced yesterday they will be distributing commodities Friday, April 17th. Boxes will be handed out from a drive-thru at the bus bay on the south side of the Helvering Center in Marysville. This is for one day only, April 17th. Boxes cannot be saved for a later date. These commodities are for all age groups countywide and will be distributed according to your last name, with A through M from 9 to 11 and N through Z from 1 to 3, again April 17th. Please contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging with any questions at 562-5522. And a reminder as well, the Harvester's Food Program is changing, and the Beatty United Methodist Church has advised they will cancel the April 22nd distribution. Officials are addressing rumors of plant shutdowns for major manufacturers with the extension of a stay-at-home order. Landall Corporation, Tension Envelope, and Valley Vet, among others, are considered essential businesses and continue operations at full capacity. Some modifications may be addressed by individual businesses internally. Officials also remind the public that no efforts to call up the National Guard or other militia units have been considered at this time. The stay-at-home extension was a continuation of common-sense practices initiated earlier, limiting public gatherings and person-to-person contact. Area schools report overall success during initial rollout of online learning this week. Students are being acclimated to the new procedures termed distance learning, and are reunited with teachers through internet platforms. Several districts, including Marysville and Valley Heights, hosted back-to-school parades with teachers Sunday afternoon. Cancellations of upcoming events, including the Marshall County Museum Day, which was scheduled this Saturday, the annual Quality Beef Day in Marysville, is postponed from April 11th, the RSVP Annual Recognition Banquet April 23rd, and the Mother's Day Market in Marysville in May, and the Boss Nationals event, which was slated for August. The Big Kansas Road Trip for Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties is postponed from May until September. River Valley Extension District has advised that local and district programs, meetings, events, and other activities will be suspended through May 16th. This includes 4-H and committee meetings. The Marysville High School Alumni Banquet and activities Memorial Day weekend have been canceled. Marshall County EMS has asked the Partnership for Growth be the emergency relief information hub to make sure local businesses don't go under. Check updates on the website frequently at choosemarshallcountyks.com. For additional details or assistance, contact Director Ellen Barber in Marysville. Again, the website, including the jobs page, is choosemarshallcountyks.com. Deadline to submit project applications for the second round of the Kansas Department of Transportation's cost share program has been postponed to May 18th. The program is designed to provide financial assistance that leverages state funding with local and private funding for projects related to economic development as well as job growth and retention. It will provide funding to local entities for construction projects that improve safety, increase the total transportation investment, and help both rural and urban areas of the state improve their transportation system. For landowners wanting to harvest hay on Kansas Highway right-of-way, the Kansas Department of Transportation announced that the deadline for permits to be issued will be extended to May 1st. Mark Cameron, age 61, of Summerfield, passed away Thursday. Private graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mark Cameron. Doris LeMaster, age 88, passed away Thursday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Private graveside service is planned Thursday, 2 p.m. at St. Paul Cemetery, east of Washington. Visitation Thursday, 11 to 1, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Doris LeMaster. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, taco meat on a baked potato, broccoli with cheese, wheat bread, and applesauce. Tomorrow, chicken salad with vegetable soup, celery and carrots, and fruited jello. KNDY News time is 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Wednesday, we have a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front that will move into the central and east central parts of the United States pretty slowly. This is going to bring us some ongoing chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight, continuing through the end of the week. It looks like behind this system, maybe a little bit of some rain and snow showers as we head into Saturday night. Otherwise, warm temperatures cooling down as we head into Friday. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, sunny skies breezy in the upper 70s with wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, possible thunderstorms in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the lower 30s. For Friday, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, cooler temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early April, 61, record high on this date, 87 in 2012. The average low, 35, record low is 22 in 2018. Sunset this evening, 7:53. Sunrise in the morning at 7:08. 46 degrees this hour. Winds are light, favoring the southeast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 1st of April. It's April Fool's Day. KNDY News time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Toilet paper isn't the only thing you can buy in bulk. Stock up on your favorites from Bite Me Barbecue with bulk pricing to go. Get pulled pork, smoked sausage, sliced brisket, ribs, chicken, pork loin, and more. And don't forget their made fresh daily sides. Baked beans with burnt ends, cheesy taters, coleslaw, and several other favorites. Just heat and eat. You must pre-order by calling 785-619-6110 or message them on Facebook. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Expanded NFL playoffs and a former NBAer joins the fight against the pandemic. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NFL owners voted to expand the playoffs to 14 teams beginning this season. There will be three wildcard teams in each conference, and only the top seed in each conference will have a bye week. The number two seed will host the new seventh seed. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
So on Wild Card Weekend 2021 of the 2020 season, you're going to see three games played on Saturday, three wild card games, and three wild card games played on Sunday.
NBA players could see their remaining checks slashed by up to 25% if regular season games are canceled amid the coronavirus pandemic. Under the collective bargaining agreement, they could lose 1% of salary per canceled game. ESPN's documentary, The Last Dance, which chronicles Michael Jordan, is set for an early release. The 10-part series will begin April 19th. Former NBA All-Star guard and current head coach in the Chinese Basketball Association, Stephon Marbury, is trying to broker a deal between a Chinese company and New York City, the U.S. epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic. The deal would send millions of N95 masks to the area. Marbury on ESPN.
The factory is FDA approved, so we know that the mask is ready to be used. So we're at the final steps. I think that they're in need and they want them. So it was a perfect match.
Before baseball came to a screeching halt, Orioles slugger Chris Davis was hitting .467 in 9 preseason games. He batted an abysmal .179 last season, but told the Baltimore media in a conference call Tuesday he's confident he can pick up where he left off in spring training.
While I didn't get to continue to go out there and get regular game at bats, I know that once we start up again, that I'll have an opportunity to go back out there and get more comfortable, get more at bats, get more of a feel of where I want to be.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Producers surveyed across the U.S. intend to plant an estimated 93 million acres of corn this year, up 8% from last. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service released the prospective planting report yesterday. It says planted acres intentions for corn up or unchanged in 38 of the 48 estimating states. Soybean growers intend to plant 83.5 million acres in 2020. That's 10% more than last year and the third highest planted acreage on record. Compared with last year, planted acreage expected to be up or unchanged in 22 of the 29 states estimated. NASS also released the quarterly grain stock report as of March 1st. That said, the corn stocks totaled 7.95 billion bushels, down 8% from the same time a year ago. On-farm corn stocks down 13% from last year, but off-farm stocks up less than 1%. And soybean stored totaled 2.25 billion bushels, down 17% on-farm soybean stocks, down 20% off-farm stocks, were down 15%. Bayer has agreed to pay $39.5 million to settle allegations that its Monsanto unit ran misleading advertisement about the controversial Roundup weed killer and its potential health risks to humans and animals. As part of the deal, language will be removed from Roundup weed and grass killer's label, saying that glyphosate, the product's active ingredient, only affects an enzyme found in plants. Consumers allege that the chemical attack an enzyme found in humans and some animals. The settlement comes as Bayer is working to resolve more than 13,000 lawsuits blaming exposure to glyphosate and Roundup for cancer in users. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good afternoon. Hans Beck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. At the closing bell, we had a big day in the livestock. We'll have that in just a moment. But through the grains, we saw mixed to slightly higher numbers. May corn does finish down half a cent at $3.40 and 3/4 cents a bushel, slightly mixed from there on. Wheat complex rebounded to finish mostly higher. May Kansas City wheat specifically finishing up 6 1/4 at $4.93 a bushel. And soybeans also rebounding to finish mostly higher. May beans up 3 3/4 at $8.86. The meal did finish down sharply. However, soybean oil did rebound to finish up 14 points at 27.01. Cotton also rebounded to finish up 43 at 51.13. Into the energy complex, we currently see crude oil up 45 cents a barrel to $20.55. Unleaded gas is back down 3 cents a gallon to 55 cents. Heating oil down a penny to 99 cents. And natural gas drops a nickel to 164. Gold drops $30 an ounce back to 1592.60. Silver's back up a nickel at 1490 an ounce. And before we hit the livestock info, dollar index up 1 point at 99.30. Now let's take a look at how the livestock finished today and the latest Kansas weekly market recap, as the feeder steers were mostly $8 to $13 higher, with instances 14 to 18 higher on thinner reputation cattle. Feeder heifers were $8 to $13 higher. One sale was $2 to $3 higher using limited comparable weights. For the week, live cash purchases traded mostly $8 to $9 higher compared to the bulk of the previous week from $119 to $120. Looking at the feeder steers from 6 to 700 weight, going up $148.56, 7 to 8 at $139.50, and the 8 to 900 at $130.13. Looking in the feeder heifers from 5 to 600 weight at $150.83, 6 to 700 at $132.43, and the 7 to 8 at $121.62. At the closing bell today, April live cattle resurged to finish up 262 at $101.82. Feeders also rebounded to finish up 187 to $121.92, but lean hogs down 175 to $52.20. Sam Speck with your markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Getting ready for Plant 2020 for the garden after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
For much of Farming America, the planters have yet to start rolling, but as things warm up, that will start happening, hopefully. Meanwhile, there's probably some downtime where you can think about your garden, too. Jim Fizell, our resident horticultural expert, who comes on with us every year, every spring and summer and fall, to talk about the garden and what things need to be done, when they can be done, says there is a lot you can do right now.
Getting things ready means collecting all of your tools, for one thing. On that first nice spring day when the soil is good enough to work, you want to have the tools ready to go to do that. So you need to collect all your tools and get them into one place so you can inspect them and see what needs to be repaired or even what needs to be replaced. Now, I've got some old garden tools that belonged to my grandfather down in Litchfield, Illinois, 70 years ago. I have a garden hoe, which is getting a little thin, but it still works. I also have a round-tip shovel that still works. But they wouldn't be working if we didn't do some work on them. And one of the things we need to do, first of all, is to clean them all off, get the mud and dirt off that have accumulated over the year. We talk about that in the fall, but, you know, a lot of us are tired of gardening by the time the fall rolls around, so we just let this kind of slide. But now you're going to need them, so get them ready. Clean them off. Then sharpen the hoe. It does need to be sharpened. You can put it into a vise and sharpen it with a hand file. Be careful, because if you got it sharp enough, it could cut you if you slip. But when you're using it, if it's good and sharp, it takes a lot less effort, so you're a lot less likely to get hurt doing it. Same thing with spades and shovels. They do need to be sharp, so that when you push them down into the soil, it doesn't take near as much effort. Another thing that we need to do on many of these tools is to protect them from rusting. Clean them off with a scratch brush or sandpaper if you have nothing else. And then I like to wipe them with a little oily rag, just a little bit of oil on a rag, just enough to put a little coating on the surface of them, and this will keep them from rusting during the season as well. Then if you don't have a tool rack, and this is something I finally decided I needed to do because I had the same problem most people have, that you can't find the hole. Where did I put it? I leaned it up somewhere, I remember. Anyway, if you have a tool rack, it makes it a lot easier to find them when you need them. And this can be a simple thing, like a board put up in the garage on the wall with a bunch of hooks on it. And of course, you can even draw a picture on the wall where a particular tool goes, and then you'll know that if it's missing, there's a spot there, and you need to go look for it until you do need it.
And don't forget the lawnmower. Jim talks about that tomorrow. Back after this.
This is Daryl Anderson from the Farm to Fork Radio Show. This coronavirus business is serious stuff. I'm sure you're doing all the right things to protect yourself and your family and friends. One thing you're doing right is listening to this radio station for the latest national, statewide, and local information about the threat. Unlike some information sources, you can trust what you hear on the radio. Make sure your family and friends are doing the same, and hang in there.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 46 with sunshine this morning, a light southeast wind. Middle 70s with a gradual warm-up again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The NFL gearing up for a normal season and playoffs with two additional wildcard teams in the Super Bowl chase. NFL team owners voted yesterday to expand the playoffs by one team in each conference for a total of 14 next season as they continue to plan for the 2020 season to begin on time. During a conference call to discuss the league business after the annual meetings were canceled due to the new coronavirus, the owners also awarded one of those extra games to CBS and one to NBC, three-fourths of the 32 owners needed to approve the change, and the vote was unanimous, according to Football Operations Chief Troy Vincent. As for the opening season on September 10th, as scheduled, NFL lead counsel Jeff Posch says, all of our focus has been on a normal traditional season, starting on time and going through our full 16-game regular season and full playoffs. Mid-America Network Sports.
What does old-time weather lore tell us about April? We will dig into the archives for a look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
We try to handle the cattle with as much care and ease as we can. It's just the right thing to do. If you don't have passion for it, the job's not going to get done right. If I would be afraid of consuming our own product, why do I want to produce it for anybody else? By the end of the day, if I feel like I've done all I can, yeah, I'm satisfied.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 1st, the 92nd day of the year. Actress Annette O'Toole celebrates a birthday, and the U.S. launched the first weather satellite on this day in 1960. Is April really the cruelest month? There's no doubt it can be fickle. Weather archives are filled with both epic snowstorms and record heat waves in April. Old-time wisdom warns about getting too far ahead of ourselves in the wardrobe department. Change not a thread till April is dead, goes the proverb. And if crops are your concern, you'll be hoping for a stormy start to the month. Weather lore says thunder on All Fool's Day brings good crops of corn and hay. A similar legend says when April toots its horn, 'tis good for hay and corn. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about this month, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Hearts can count for you, more smiles than a million.
sweetest and new.